Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Broadcasting live from the Jozen Network Studios in downtown Medina, Tennessee. It's that time of week again. It's time for the Josie Show. Bringing you the most exciting music news and guests from around the world. Right here on the Josie Show. Please make welcome the beautiful, the talented, the lovely, America's radio sweetheart, Mrs. Josie Asantino Moon.
Happy Thursday, everyone. Thank you all so much for tuning into the Josie Show tonight. Oh, my goodness. We have such an amazing show lined up for you today because we have two special guests, incredible music artists, Danny Stefanetti and Ainsley Costello, both incredible talents. I'm so excited to talk to both of them about their music, what they have coming up, etc. So stay tuned into the whole show. You will not want to miss a second. I could promise you that. But let's first bring on my first guest. Here is Danny Stefanetti.
Hi, Josie. Thank you for having me on your show today.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. I've been looking forward to talking to you. Thank you so much for joining me. This is going to be a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Yes, yes. So I would like to start from the beginning. When did you realize music was what you wanted to do? How did this all start for you?
So it all started when I was around 8 years old, and my mom, like most parents, put me in dancing and ballet and tap and everything, and I realized I really had two left feet. So I was coming last at everything, and we were flicking through the paper, and my mom said, maybe we should put you in something else that you're good at.
Right.
So between violin and guitar, and we saw this guitar teacher in the newspaper, and I said, yeah, Mom, I'll learn the guitar. Mm-hmm. And from that moment on, I started writing songs and learning the Eagles and different songs my guitar teacher would teach me, and I just haven't put it down since. I became like the dorky kid, and then all my friends at school when I was in primary school started loving me because I was a guitar player. So it was pretty cool.
That is really cool. And I love how your friends were supportive as well. They were like, hey, this is pretty a neat thing you're doing. That is really,
yeah,
really
cool. I had really crooked teeth, but I was a bit nerdy. But then once they saw I was a musician, it somehow shifted. I was popular, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It was one of those things that really got you involved. And, you know, and that's pretty cool. And I'm sure many, noticed your beautiful accent. You're originally from Australia?
Yeah, I'm from a little town called Perth. Have you heard of it?
I have not, actually, but I would love to go and visit.
Oh, it's beautiful. We have a lot of great beaches, and it's a really relaxed way of living. So I live on the West Coast. So Sydney is, like, on the side. So it's a flight, like, New York to LA, and I would be on the LA side on the West Coast.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so that's where I grew up, in a little beach town in Perth, and it was very quiet, and I loved it.
Oh, I bet. Oh, my goodness. It's one of my dream places to go to Australia. Oh, my goodness, I would love to. Yes. Oh, I'm
got a lot of lights and a lot of great, like the Great Barrier Reef. It's gorgeous down there.
Absolutely. But you're currently here in the States working on music, right? So
I live in California at the moment. Yeah.
Yes.
Working on the album. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I definitely want to talk about the album here in just a second. But first, I want to talk about your latest single, You Make Me Beautiful. Can you tell us the inspiration behind this song? It's so good.
Oh, thank you. So, You Make Me Beautiful, I wrote a couple of years back. And it was dedicated to my granddad who passed. He always taught me about, you know, self-acceptance and loving who you are, and you're beautiful just the way God made you. But when he left me, a lot of, you know, he introduced me to country music. And he imparted so much into my life, from the Bible to country music. And I thought I'd dedicate that one to him. And then I ended up being in Hollywood, and I met my manager, Jeffrey Panza, and she ended up producing, directing that video with me and a couple of other people in the Hollywood industry. And it was on this gorgeous virtual reality set, and that's where we did the music video for it.
Oh, it's a great music video. It really is. Debuted on CMT.com, too. How cool is that?
Yeah, it got on CMT. I was thrilled when I heard about that. It was a real big dream of mine to get on there.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I'm sure that was so exciting when you found out that was going to be a part, you know?
It was so cool. I was like, how did this happen?
Right? That's amazing. Well, it's because it's an amazing song and video. That's why. It's well-deserved. It really is.
Yeah, we had it. It was the best
day
ever.
Yes, it looks like it. It looks like it was a lot of fun filming that. And, you know, I definitely want to talk about that album. What can we expect from the new album? Is there a release date yet, or is that still in the process?
Yeah, so the album's going to be out this February.
All right.
I don't know the exact date, but it's going to be very soon. We just released probably one of the first singles off it on a video form, The 17 Stars. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And that single should be out shortly as well. But the album is Danny Stefanetti at live at Discovery Center Amphitheater in Big Bear, and it was actually taken from a live performance I did last summer. And we've been mixing and mastering it, and I'm so proud of this product. It's probably one of my favorite bodies of work that I've ever released to the public. So I'm so excited for people to hear it.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear it. And I'm sure once it's released, it'll be available on all of the music platforms that are out there, like Spotify and Amazon, right? So.
Yeah, exactly. iTunes, and we'll definitely
be
sending guys a copy.
Yes, we would love it. We'll have to play it for sure. Yes, definitely, and spread the news about it. Once it releases, we'll put it on all of our social networking sites as well.
Oh, thank you. That would be awesome.
Oh, you're very welcome. You have such a beautiful voice. You really do. It's so soulful. Have you ever taken like singing lessons, or is that a gift from above? How did that start?
I really clung to the guitar and songs, but my voice, it took a long time for that to come along. I think before I was about 19, it actually started getting good. But before that, I sounded a bit like a mouse.
Aww.
When I got a bit older, it started improving, thank God, because it couldn't have got worse.
Aww. So good.
You know when your voice matures, it starts getting, you get the notes better.
Right.
I did have a teacher for a while there, but I was more like, oh, I'm a guitarist, a singer, you know.
Right. You're more focused on the guitar at that point, for sure.
Gotcha. And I was singing at church, right, on Sundays, and my pastor said, Danny, we're taking the guitar away from you for a couple of months.
Oh, goodness.
You're going to sing. And I said, oh, no.
The fear, yeah.
And then it actually helped me because I stopped hiding behind the instrument.
Right. That was your push that you needed.
I did need that, exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. And good thing they did push you, you know, to be able to do that, because now you do both. You know, you're a guitarist and vocalist, yes, which does very, very well for you. And not only that, but what I think is really cool is how open you are as a person. You have a Facebook Live series, Danny Speaking, which is very fun. You get to connect with, you know, your fans and, you know, and share your music, talk about life. When did you start doing the Facebook Live? It's really fun.
Well, thank you. We started it at the end of last year.
Right.
About October last year, we started putting those shows together.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, January 2023, I have so much fun doing those shows. We have people tune in from Germany, England, Australia, America, all over the world. And now I've got this koala bear art, and we actually film it live from my bedroom now.
Mm-hmm.
So half of my bedroom is a set.
That is so cool. I love that.
Pink telephones and, I've just basically turned this whole place into a set.
As you should. That is so cool. Wow.
Yeah, but we've got a very high budget for that show, not really.
Hey, come on, it works. I love it. It's such a comforting setting. It really is. You know, I've seen a couple of your lives, and it just seems so, just so comfortable, and you do. You have viewers from all over the world. You really do, which I think is so cool that you're connecting people in that way, you know?
Oh, Thank you. Yeah, I think we're building our own little fan base of just people that love, you know, all the way from rock. We have different genres each week. Like this coming Friday is going to be Troubadour Week, where I just do songs that I've written.
Nice.
Some weeks it's blues, Christmas songs. We're going to do one time a cinematic week where I do songs from movies.
Oh, that's
cool. It's all gonna change. Mm-hmm. And I take requests. I like to know what people want to hear as well.
Right. I love that, to get everyone involved. That's amazing. That is really cool. I can't, you know, I think that's just really nice. I wish more artists did that, because it's just very interesting, you know, and it feels like watching a show right from the comfort of your own home, you know?
Yeah, especially when COVID hit and people are mm-hmm. more used to watching streaming things now. So you can make your own little TV show at home now.
Yeah. I think it's amazing, and I love that you're still doing that. So if everyone wants to go and find your Facebook page and also all of your social networking sites, can you give out those links for us?
Yeah, so it's my Facebook is facebook.com/DannyStefanetti, and it's Danny Stefanetti across the board. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes, and all of that as well.
Perfect.
And Twitter. I start with Twitter. Like last year, I've got more into it, and I have some great followers on Twitter and great friends I've met through there.
I love it. I love it. So you are all over the place. Everyone's gonna be able to find you, and you make it so easy. I love that. It's just your name, just across everything. Just that's it. You make it.
I'm not spelling it though. You'll have to find it on your radio show.
Oh, yeah, I will. We'll give it out for sure. Definitely, definitely. I love it. You have such a beautiful name.
I love what you guys are doing in country music, by the way.
Thank you. Oh, you're the sweetest.
Yeah, I do. You know, your live shows, I hope to perform at a Josie Awards one day.
Oh.
Because I've been following Lee Newton and William Lee Golden, and I just love what you guys are doing.
Oh, you're the sweetest. Well, we would love to have you. You're an amazing artist. You really are. And and we love your music. So definitely, you know, keep in touch with us for sure. And I hope others out there, you know, who are listening to this interview, go and check out your music. You have, of course, You Make Me Beautiful, but you have so much great work out there that people can find online. And, you know, I wanted you to share this really cool story that I've seen. I read somewhere that Keith Urban seen you perform. Can you tell us about that story?
So this was a God moment, because ever since even in little news articles, you know when you're a kid and your mum collects news articles of you and puts them on the fridge?
Yeah.
I don't know if you had that, but...
Oh, definitely.
You know, when football, so we all, you know, win little things along the way.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So I used to have little news articles, and they'd ask me when I just started playing guitar, what do you want to be when you grow up? Oh, I want to be the next Keith Urban. I always used to say that.
Aww,
and so I made this little trip to Nashville. It was my third day there. And I heard he was playing at Bridgestone Arena, and I really want to do a duet with him one day. So I took my guitar down. They were having a sound check, and I was like, you know, I'll get Keith to sign my guitar. I don't want to be a fangirl, but I think everybody's a fangirl of Keith Urban. So
right.
I'm not the only one.
Agreed, yes. You are not the only one. Yes.
Who doesn't love his music? So,
right.
Anyway, so I took my guitar down, and I thought, you know, I'll just get him to sign it. So he actually came out, and he's very personable, and he signed it, and I thought that was it, you know.
Right.
And it was my birthday that day. So I saw him kind of walking around, you know, after he did his set on Good Morning America. So what I did is I was like, you know, you only get one chance in life. So I just grabbed my guitar. I created my own audience out there in the rain and started jamming. And next thing I know, Keith was standing in front of me. I looked up and I was like, oh, my gosh.
That'd be my reaction, yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that was the day I met Keith Urban. I wonder if he remembers that day. I don't know. We'll see.
Right? Hey, well, next time when you're opening up for him or something, or doing a duet with him, because I feel it happening. I can see it happening now. You're going to have to share that story. I'm sure he probably remembers. That would be cool.
Yeah, I was that girl with the Alice Cooper mascara running down my face.
Aw, that is so cute. That is such a cool story. That really is. I love how you made your own opportunity. You're like, you know what? Let's just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, out of all the Aussies to music, he's just dominated the world with his sound. So I guess he's, you know, we all look up to him back home.
Right. Wow, that's amazing. That's a great story. That's something that you're going to be able to remember for forever. I mean, that's just one of those memories that, you know, will stick with you. And I hope one day you're able to talk to him and you know, be able to share that story with him. He probably thinks that's pretty cool. I'm sure he remembers. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it was an epic day. He made my birthday.
Right? He definitely, that is the best birthday. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, it will be really funny if we meet again one day in Nashville.
You never know.
Yeah. You never know.
You never know. That would be so cool. And I have some fun questions for you, if you're ready.
Sure, go for it.
All right. So while performing, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you recall? Something that just did not go well live and in person?
You know those eyelashes?
Yeah.
Like eyelashes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
I flew off. And it landed in someone's ear.
Oh, my gosh. You're kidding.
No. And I also had a time when I was 14. It was this place called Birdswood Theatre. It's a really pretty theatre. And I was singing Autumn Leaves by Nat King Cole. And I took it very seriously, you know.
Of course.
Get it right. So, yeah, as I started, it's just me and the guitar, no background music, right? So if I stopped playing, everything stopped.
Right.
So what happened was my strap fell off my guitar.
Oh, no.
And the whole audience went, oh.
Right?
And like 10 seconds, I wanted to cry, you know. I picked up my guitar and then they started applauding. And backstage, I just started bawling my eyes out. I was so, like, embarrassed.
Right, because you weren't expecting that.
I won the award, but it was, like, my most embarrassing moment. I think they gave it to me because they were embarrassed for me.
Then, or maybe they were just so impressed because you got that, you know, you just grabbed it and you just kept going, you know what I mean? Like, you recovered well. You kept going. Hey.
That was embarrassing.
Oh, I bet, at the moment. But it's funny, I love how you can laugh about it now. You're just like, yeah, that happened.
Everything works out in
it. It happens. It happens when you're live. You just things aren't always perfect, right? But yeah, so those were some good ones. I could see it happening. Listen, when you're live, anything can happen at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. And the next fun question I have for you, is there an artist out there that you would love to do a duet with or write with? That you haven't yet?
Yes, there's two artists I haven't done a duet with, and that's on my to-do list.
Yes.
If they were still living, it would have been Jimi Hendrix and Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, yeah.
But out of the artists that are living, the two artists I really want to do a duet with are Keith Urban and John Mayer.
I love it. Great answers.
Yes.
All around. Yes.
Dreaming big.
You know what? You have to dream big in this world, right? What else do we have? We have to dream. I love that. That's amazing. Yes, you have some really good answers there. I hope it happens for you. Especially Keith Urban. I hope that happens for you now. I need to.
Oh,
right? Definitely.
There's another duet I would love to happen one day.
Yes.
Do a duet with
William Lee Golden. Yes. And the last fun question that I have for you, if you could be any animal in the wild, what animal best personality-wise do you think suits you? What would you say?
Oh, the one I definitely would want to be is a koala.
Yes!
Koala bear.
Oh, they're the cutest!
Yeah. I don't have a pet koala bear or a pet kangaroo. Some people, when I'm in LA, people have asked me, do they have kangaroos over there? You ride them to school? I said, no, sorry.
No, how could you ride them to school?
That's quite dangerous.
Right?
Koala bear's really cuddly.
Absolutely. They're cuddly. Oh, I love it. Yes. for sure. I could see it. And I want to thank you so, so much for joining me.
I appreciate you guys so much and all you do for independent artists. And I love what you're doing, and I'm so excited to be part of it.
Oh, my pleasure. We would love to have you a part of it. We love everything that you do as well. And I hope everyone goes and finds you on social networking sites. Just type in your name. And also, of course, your website as well has all sorts of goodies that people can go and find and learn more about you. So go on and check out Dani, everybody. Do it now.
Aww, thanks, Dorothy.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much. Such a fun interview. And my next guest is Ainsley Costello.
Hi, Josie. Thanks so much for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. The pleasure's all mine. I've been looking forward to talking to you.
Forward to talking to you, too. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Oh, my pleasure. I have been looking forward to this. So first off, I have to congratulate you because you were a nominee this past year at the Josie Music Awards. I hope you had a great time.
We did. Oh, my gosh. It was such an incredible night just getting to go and hang out and eat with everyone. Oh, my gosh. We had the best time.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that. It's like a big family reunion, isn't it? Just people from all over that you've met probably on Facebook that you can get to know live. So I thought that is, the coolest thing. But it's well-deserved. It really was. You're an incredible music artist, and I want to talk about your latest release, which is doing very well, called Cherry on Top. So did you write this one?
I did write this one.
Oh, tell us about it.
Alone on a ukulele.
Really? Alone on a ukulele. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us a little bit of the inspiration behind this song.
Yeah, so this song is such a, cathartic release of emotion for me. I wrote it kind of around this time last year, actually more like end of 2021, kind of November, December of 2021-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just gone through, so funny thing about me, I've never experienced a romantic breakup, but I think as anyone can understand or relate to, there are all kinds of breakups that happen all the time that aren't romantic in life. And I had a relationship breakup that wasn't romantic that I was kind of sad and hurt and kind of angry about. And so one day when I was home alone, I just decided to take it all out on my ukulele.
Oh my goodness. Yes, as you should. You got to write it out, play it out. I love that. So that's kind of how it came about. And you're it's so true. You're completely right. I mean, whether it be romantic or not, a lot of people have been through those kind of, experiences. So I think a lot of people will be able to take from their experience for this song, and relate. And tell us about that music video. What was it like filming that?
Oh my gosh, we had an absolute blast filming that music video. Funny story about that, the day before we filmed the music video, I actually got to play around at the Bluebird Cafe here in Nashville, and I got to give Cherry on Top its live debut, and then we filmed the music video the day after. But we had the best time. I mean, that was the third video that I'd done with Jason R. Johnson of 50 Oars Motion Picture Company, and he totally just took our vision that we were thinking of and dreaming of for this video and just took it to the next level. I mean, we brought my band in, and we've just had the best time, screaming our lungs out to a camera and, just headbanging to the gods. We all, kind of texted each other the next day. We're like, hey, do you all need, ibuprofen or, a heating pad or something? Is it just me or do, your guys' necks hurt, too?
Right? That's when you know you did your job. When your neck is a little... Yes, you did your thing. And it's such a high-energy, fun music video. And I recommend everyone, if you haven't checked out the music video, you have to do it right now. It's on YouTube. So go and check it out, Cherry on Top, the official music video. And it really is a great music video. And then, of course, I was able to witness you performing your new single on NBC's Today in Nashville. I was able to watch that. What was that like? Were you nervous at all?
Well, first and foremost, thank you so much for tuning in to watch it. That was such a fun and cool day. That was my first time really performing on TV, so that was really cool.
Right.
But, I wasn't really nervous for it. I was really more just kind of excited for it. But there's something funny that always happens, I think, when you get into situations like that. You tell your brain, you're not nervous, and then, everything that you've practiced kind behind the scenes to like, oh my God, where did it go? Where is it? Like, why am I not breathing the right way? Why am I not doing this the right way? So I wasn't really nervous to like think about it, but then when I was up there, I was kind of just like, why am I like forgetting everything that I've ever learned about singing this song?
That is so funny. It's one of those moments. I mean, as a music artist, I'm sure, you know, you've experienced this many, you know, many times when you're up there and, you know, the crowd's going and stuff and, you know, you're into it. Sometimes you forget lyrics. Sometimes you forget, you know what I mean? Like, how can you not? It's high energy, you know?
Oh, for sure. Luckily, there were no lyrics that were forgotten when we performed on today in Nashville, but for sure, like that energy level of just being in front of people and being in front of cameras as a whole new thing, and it's such an exciting energy too. Like it's what keeps you on your toes, and I'm always glad to feel that like kind of butterfly, nervous-sighted energy.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's when you got to keep going, which you do, which I think is incredible. And I love your music because, you know, in 2022 you actually released 5 different singles. Little Sister is amazing. I loved that single. And I wanted to ask you because you have so many great songs out there that you release kind of like one by one. Are there any thoughts on putting out like a full length album? Because I think the last album you released was You Know I Am. So
Yeah,
so tell us a little bit, is that in the cards? Would you like to put a full-length album out again, or what do you think?
Oh, I would love to do that. I mean, I was kind of raised by a purist musician. My dad's a musician who, like, grew up listening to albums, and I grew up listening to albums. Mm-hmm. So there's just something about the artistry of albums that I've always loved, and I would just absolutely love to do an album again. Maybe that's in the cards for sometime later this year or early next year. I'm just kind of going into the studio these first couple of months of 2023, just trying to write and get some stuff together. So whether that ends up being singles or an EP or a full-length album, I'm just excited to still be putting music out. But, I would absolutely love to do another album someday.
Absolutely, and I'm sure 2023 there will be new music for sure. Maybe not, even if not an album, there will be new music because I love how active you are when it comes to writing and putting out music for the fans. You know, it's really cool. I love that about you. You are constantly thinking of something, which is, I think, what you need to be. You need to be really active in this business. And do you think, you know, being in college for music, for the music business in Berkeley, by the way, amazing, hello, do you think that helped you with your journey a little bit on you know, kind of learning your ropes a little bit on the music side of things?
Oh my gosh, for sure. I mean, something that I've been really, really fortunate to have be a thing in my life is going to Berkeley kind of simultaneously at the same time as I'm learning all of these things firsthand in Nashville on the business side, but then also getting out and gigging and meeting fans. And so, like, it's so amazing because I've kind of been able to apply what I've learned from Berkeley into what I'm doing with my career here in Nashville. And I've also kind of been able to flip that vice versa on its head, like bring things that I've done in my career so far and be like, oh no, like when they're talking about this certain subject at Berkeley, like, oh, I can relate to that because I've done that already. So it's a really cool kind of dynamic that I've got going on with my life.
Yes, that's so cool. I love that. And then, of course, you have to have time for yourself and, you know, and any friends that you may have. Is there any hobbies that you like to do when you're not working? What are those?
Oh my gosh. Well, so I've always really struggled with this question because music is like all that I ever do. But I mean, I love catching up with my friends. I'm originally from Seattle, so I love catching up with my friends back there and just like having a good FaceTime vent sesh while we're drinking tea and having snacks. I love doing that. I love reading, and I'm also a big TV binger. I'm currently watching The West Wing for the first time, so that's been pretty fun.
That is awesome. I am such a binge watcher. I'm telling you right now. It's a thing. I love that. I love that, though, that music is your life, you know, but you're also able to, you know, of course, you know, hang out with some friends as well. When did you make the big move from, you know, to Nashville?
So my parents and I have the best parents in the world. I have been kind of nudging them in the elbow for a couple of years being like, hey, like, what would you guys think about moving to Nashville? And so we eventually ended up making the move at the most excellent time you could ever imagine in February of 2020, about 2 weeks before the world imploded.
Yes, yes. Oh, you guys did great timing. I'm telling you, you guys got it at least done before everything started shutting down.
We're here.
Right, exactly. Exactly. I think that's wonderful. You know, and just everywhere that you turn in Nashville, there's someone that could play the guitar, a musician, a songwriter, a singer. It's such a great musical community in Nashville, so it's definitely the recommended place when you're a music artist to head to Nashville. And so I think that's great that's what you did, and you're killing it. You really are.
Thank you so much. And I want to thank you on behalf of all indie artists. I mean, going to the Josie Awards a couple of months ago was just like one of the best experiences being here in Nashville. And on behalf of all indie artists, like, we thank you for what you do, because we wouldn't be here without champions like you guys. So.
Oh, thank you. Well, you're the sweetest. And I love what a champion, though, you are for independent artists. I noticed on your website, I love how you say, you know, to support independent artists, you know, purchase their music directly, you know, through them. And also another thing I wanted to mention real quick, can you please, you know, give everybody your websites and also your social networking sites for people to go and check out?
Yeah, for sure. So my website is just ainsleycostello.com. And then if you want to look me up on any of the social media platforms, I'm Ainsley Costello Official on Instagram, and I'm Ainsley Costello on TikTok. I've got some bright, crazy red hair in both of my profile pictures, so it's kind of hard to miss me.
I love that. Check her out, everybody. You will not regret it, I promise you. And you keep everybody up to date with everything that you're doing, which I think is great. So everyone, please make sure you go to, first off, the website. It's great. It has all of your music on there and everything that you need to know. All right. So is there a venue, speaking of venues and performances, is there a venue out there that you have not performed yet that you would love to? Like, what's bucket list for you?
Well, so if we're talking something super crazy.
Yeah.
One thing that always really made me upset, and that I'm still upset about, is I am from Seattle. I am a Pacific Northwest singer, but I never made it up to see a show at the Gorge Amphitheater, and I'm still upset about it. So yes. I would love to play a show at the Gorge Amphitheater, but I guess one place that I would love to do in Nashville is I'd love to play the Brooklyn Bowl. If anyone's ever seen a show at the Brooklyn Bowl, it's like the coolest place. I actually got to go and see a show there on my birthday last year, and we had the best time, so I'd love to play the Brooklyn Bowl.
Great answers. Who do we need to, you know, contact? Because we need to start a petition now. First off, you need to be playing in Seattle. Come on now. Hometown, the Gorge Theater. Yes. But also, yes, I for sure. Great answers. Great answers. And also, a fun question for you. Have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you can recall? Anything that just didn't happen well, live and in person, would you say?
Oh, man. Well, I'm 18 years old, so I'm still kind of very much going through a vocal evolution. I've been going through a vocal evolution since I started singing when I was the smallest child you can think of.
Right.
So almost every time I have a show, they've kind of dwindled over the past couple of months or so, but there's always some good voice crack in an Ainsley Costello show that you can expect for sure.
Right. I mean, your voice must get tired. I mean, being able, you know, to do that, you know, so often. You know, I can't even imagine. Music artists surprise me. They're incredible. Incredible humans. It's just an incredible gift. It really, really is. And, I love that you enjoy it too. I could tell, like, I've seen some live performances, you know, and stuff and, you know, on YouTube, and I've, you know, seen some of your, you know, music videos. It seems like you're very just, you love what you do. You know what I mean? You have so much fun. It's very high energy. You have so much fun. It seems like the band and you get along very well, too. It looks like a fun show. It really does.
Thank you. We try to make it a fun show, and yes, we always have the best time. I'm always so excited for the summer months, because that's when really, like, festival season opens up, and you can always find a couple of good shows to do throughout the winter months, like the one that we're doing at the Listening Room next month.
Definitely.
But I always get so excited for the spring and the summer season, because that's when full band, we all get in the gear, and we're all like, all right, full speed ahead, let's go.
Yes, let's do this thing. Fabulous, yes. Well, I have to go and see you live in person, because I would just love that. It seems like such a fun show. So I will be there.
I would love to have you out.
Yes, I would love to. I would love it. And then the last fun question that I have for you, is there a music artist out there that you would love to perform with or do a duet with or songwrite with? Who would you say?
Oh, my gosh, there are so many people.
I know.
Well, I did just see this one video this morning. I think it went viral a couple of days ago of Sarah Bareilles and Brandi Carlile singing She Used to Be Mine together, and those are two of my favorite artists of all time.
Yes.
So, honestly, if I got to, like, sit down and do a write with those two incredible women, I could, like, die happy on the spot. So I'd love to write with Sarah Bareilles and Brandi Carlile. I think that'd be really cool.
Right? Goal made. That's it. Yes. Oh, that's fabulous. I would love that. Yes. That would be amazing. The three of you together, that's what I call girl power, if you... I'm just saying.
Heck yeah!
That's what I'm saying. That is a power group right there. let's get a trio going, y'all. That would be amazing, for sure. And I wanted to ask you, because, you know, you started very young doing music. When did you realize that music was what you wanted to do?
You know, there was never really, like, a definitive moment for me, because
right.
I was always around music my entire life. My dad was a musician, so I grew up around it. I mean, I guess there was kind of, like, one moment. Nobody ever, like, really takes me seriously when I tell the story, because I was, like, 4 years old at the time. But I remember there was one day, it was Christmas Day, 2008, I was 4 years old, and I remember, like, the night before, like, my dad and I were driving home from somewhere, I don't know, but we heard Alison Krauss on the radio, and Alison Krauss is amazing, she's one of my favorites, and I asked my dad, I was like, hey, Dad, is that Alison Krauss? And he was like, yeah, I'm like, hey, kid, you got here. And so then I woke up on Christmas morning, and I was like, I'm going to be a singer, and then never really changed it, so.
That's it. That inspired you, just that one moment in time. Isn't that funny? Oh my goodness,
exactly.
You've never stopped. That's amazing. And I hope you never do stop, because you are an incredible music artist. And I can't wait to see what is next for you. Any new music you have out, please let us know. I'd love to play it. I'd love to have you back on the show. Please let us know.
Yes, we'll do.
Perfect, perfect. And I want to thank you so, so much for joining me. Please come back anytime.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it more than you know.
Oh, anytime. Before you go, one last time, can you please give out your website for everyone?
Yeah. So my website is amesacostello.com. My Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, whatever streaming platform you're listening to on is just Ainsley Costello. And then, all my socials are just some iteration of Ainsley Costello.
Easy, yes. When in doubt, Google it out is what I would say. You are all over, so you'll be able to find Ainsley. I promise you. I promise you. So go and check her out, everybody. You will not regret it. And check out Cherry on Top, the new single, latest release. It's so good and doing so well. Congratulations to you on everything.
Thank you so much, Josie.
I hope you all enjoyed both of those interviews with Danny Stefanetti and Ainsley Costello. Thank you so much for tuning in. Before we go, I do want to remind you all, tickets are on sale now for the 9th Annual Josie Music Awards at the Grand Ole Opry House. You can go to josiemusicawards.com. Ticket link is there. It directs you right to opry.com, the website, to purchase your tickets. So get them early so you can find your best spot, get the best seat. So excited to see you all again. It's going to be an amazing year. We're already planning. You know, the planning stage has commenced, and there's so many exciting things that we have planned already, and it's just the beginning. So just imagine when October comes around. We got a lot of cool things that are happening. So make sure you are there for the 9th Annual Josie Music Awards. Get your tickets at josiemusicawards.com. And thanks all so much for tuning in again, and we appreciate you. And we hope to see you guys again next week for another great show and some more fun interviews. All right. Bye, y'all. Mwah.
The Josie Show is copyrighted property of the Josie Network of Brands. It may not be duplicated, altered, or edited, sold, or aired without written consent from the Josie Show owners. Any copyright infringement of the Josie Show will be subject to legal actions.
Hey, y'all, this is Ron Stone, and I've got a question for you. Why would you drink plain old whiskey when you could be drinking Garage Oil American Badass Whiskey? Our one-of-a-kind spirit with its proprietary flavor profile was recently voted the best-tasting whiskey in Texas. Garage Oil is the smoothest, most delicious whiskey you're ever going to get your hands on. So stop drinking plain old whiskey and go out and get you some American Badass Whiskey. Even the shape of our unique bottle is award-winning. So look for the one with the hot rod on the label and pick up a bottle today, I promise you. It's going to make you smile and have a good time. To find out more about Garage Oil and where to get it, go to GarageOilSpirits.com. That's GarageOilSpirits.com. And remember, America, keep your parts lubed.
American Bass Whiskey, Garage Oil Spirits, Distilled, South Carolina, created later, Texas.